I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 14th. The average residential property tax bill in Quincy will increase by $229 next year. City Council last night approved the new tax rates for 2022, and while the actual rates are going down, taxes will increase due to rising property values. The administration says the average single-family home in Quincy is valued at just over $543,000, which is an increase of 5%. The residential tax rate is going down from $12.14 per thousand to $11.98 per thousand. Commercial taxes will fall from $24.22 per thousand to $23.86 per thousand. Quincy will collect almost $258 million in property taxes next year. That's an increase of $9.7 million, or almost 4%. The average residential tax bill in Quincy will be just over $6,500 next year. Quincy will be receiving 18,900 rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Under Governor Baker's announcement that 2.1 million of those tests will be distributed to 102 cities and towns in the state. Quincy Health Commissioner Marley Castley says the test kits will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis from his office and that there will be one test kit per household. Each kit contains two rapid tests. Castley says every effort will be made to distribute a kit to every city employee. The distribution dates have not yet been set. The governor said communities with the highest proportion of families living below the federal poverty level were selected to receive the free test kits. Baker also said that he's working with test kit manufacturers to allow communities to purchase test kits at a lower cost. A 92-year-old Quincy man is recovering after T police say he was violently shoved near the Quincy Center station. Cam Yu was waiting for the bus Friday when prosecutors say 49-year-old Armando Hernandez of Boston came up behind Yu and shoved him to the ground. Hernandez pleaded not guilty in Quincy District Court. His public defender says the 49-year-old was drunk and has no recollection of the attack. Yu was taken to South Shore Hospital and had to get 9 stitches to his head, but is recovering. His son said the 92-year-old is in high spirits and thanked T police, witnesses, and doctors for helping his father. He anticipates making a full recovery. A judge set Hernandez bail at $1,000 cash. He is ordered to stay away from the victim until his next court date in January. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will be holding another hearing today regarding plans for a new apartment complex at the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street. City Solicitor Jim Timmons and his son purchased the property and are proposing a 21-unit, 4-story apartment building. Neighbors are concerned about traffic and parking. Today's virtual meeting is at 5:30. Quincy College men's basketball team will be taking on Eastern Nazarene College junior varsity today in the finale of the 2-game annual Jim Sheets Cup competition. Quincy College won the first game earlier this season. The game will be at Eastern Nazarene College at 7 p.m. Well, there are no plans to bring back a statewide mask mandate in Massachusetts, Governor Baker said yesterday while announcing those new rapid at-home tests in the state. The presence of vaccines, he said, has made all the difference. According to Baker, if the unvaccinated people in this state got vaccinated, hospitalizations would drop by 50%. Mask mandates have been left up to individual cities and towns. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will not institute a mask mandate. Boston has been under a mask mandate in public indoor places since August 27th, when cases started rising. Salem recently reinstated their mask requirement for city buildings, and we'll be discussing whether a citywide mandate should be put in place again this week. Governor Baker did sign the $4 billion COVID-19 relief bill yesterday that targets money from the state's portion of the American Rescue Plan Act, as well as surplus funds from fiscal year 2021 to help with the state's ongoing economic recovery from the pandemic. The bill makes investments in housing and home ownership, health care, workforce development, premium pay for essential workers, and infrastructure. Highlights include $150 million for housing for a range of groups, including seniors and veterans, $400 million for addiction treatment and related behavioral health services, $500 million for premium pay for low-income essential workers, and $100 million for grants for water and sewer infrastructure improvements. Other spending priorities, $135 million to support cultural facilities and tourism, $260 million for fiscally stressed hospitals, $75 million for grants to small businesses. Of those grants, $50 million will be going to businesses reaching underserved markets and minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses. Baker did veto a section of the legislation he said would create administrative obstacles for the distribution of payments, including a requirement to consult first with a 28-member advisory panel. Vetoing that allows the administration to immediately start the process of distributing the funds. The federal aid is intended to support urgent COVID-19 response efforts, replace lost revenue, support immediate economic stabilization for households and businesses, and address unequal public health and economic challenges. Massachusetts House had planned to move to the second phase of its reopening of the State House yesterday. Members of the House were told back on November 22nd that they need to be available and able to work in person as a condition of their employment by yesterday. To be considered eligible to work in the building, employees must either show that they have been vaccinated, request and receive a reasonable accommodation due to a qualifying disability or medical condition, or request and receive a reasonable accommodation due to a sincerely held religious belief. Employees who fail to get vaccinated or receive a medical or religious exemption will face a range of actions, from up to 5 days of unpaid leave if they're in violation of the policy, to up to an additional 10 days of unpaid leave, indefinite unpaid leave, or other disciplinary actions if they remain in violation of the policy. The state Senate recently extended their work-from-home protocols until next spring. The State House has been closed to visitors since the start of the pandemic, but it is open to lawmakers. However, most are working remotely. During the winter, House leaders hope to welcome larger numbers of lawmakers and employees to work out of the building on a permanent basis, with the ultimate goal of once again opening the building to the general public. A man who allegedly exposed himself to two women at a store in Marshfield on Saturday night later punched an innocent bystander when he was kicked out of a restaurant in that town. 31-year-old Scott Williams of Braintree was arraigned in Plymouth District Court yesterday on charges including assault and battery, operating under the influence of liquor, and other motor vehicle violations, including operating to create harsh and objectionable noise, as well as open and gross lewdness. Officers responding to a report of a man at a local store who was following two female customers around and exposing himself learned that the suspect, who police identified as Williams, had left the area in a white Infiniti sedan with a loud exhaust. Police were called to a local restaurant for a report of an assault and battery. An investigation revealed Williams had been removed from the establishment earlier that night and had been escorted out of the restaurant a second time by staff. Well, animal shelters in Massachusetts are getting ready to receive hundreds of cats and dogs from Kentucky that no longer have homes following deadly tornadoes and storms that recently devastated multiple states in the Midwest. On Wednesday, more than 100 cats in need of homes will arrive in the greater Boston area. Those cats were already in Kentucky animal shelters, but those shelters are being overwhelmed by a number of pets that were displaced by the storms. Buildings in Kentucky were pancaked by those tornadoes, which traveled 200 miles on the ground and left many people and animals homeless in their wake. Anyone interested in adopting a new animal from the MSPCA or donating to the MSPCA Angel can check their website for more information. Check of business news. Stocks retreated. The Dow down 320. The NASDAQ dropped 217. The S&P fell 43. Shares were higher in Europe and Asia. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Milwaukee 117-103. The Bruins host Vegas tonight at 7 o'clock at the Garden. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy at a high of 46. Could be some rain late tomorrow night. But Thursday will be very mild, lots of clouds. High Thursday, 61 degrees. Staying warm on Friday, cloudy and a high 60. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds gusting to 20 knots. High tide just before 8 a.m. Sunrise at 7:05, set at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, December 14th.